Bahia. Thus have I heard. On a certain occasion the Exalted One was staying near Sarvati, at Jeta Grove in Anartha Pindika's park. On that occasion Bahia of the bark garment was staying at Suparaka on the seashore, being esteemed, honoured, thought much of, worshipped, and with deference paid to him. And he got plenty of robes and alms food, bed and seat, comforts and medicines for sickness. Now consideration arose in the mind of Bahia of the bark garment thus: I wonder whether I am one of those who in the world are arahants, or have attained the arahant path. Then a devatar who was formerly a blood relation of Bahia of the bark garment, out of compassion and desire for his welfare, knowing with his own mind the consideration of his mind, came to where he was, and said this to Bahia of the bark garment: Bahia, neither are you arahant, nor have you reached the arahant's path. Yours is not that course by which you could be arahant, or reach the arahant's path. But, asked Bahia of the bark garment, who in the world with its devas are arahants, or have reached the arahant's path? There is a town, Bahia, in the far-off districts named Sarvati. There now dwells that exalted one who is arahant, a rightly awakened one. He indeed, Bahia, is arahant, and teaches Dhamma for reaching arahantship. Then Bahia of the bark garment, stirred by that devatar, left Suparaka, and, staying only a single night throughout the journey, came to where the exalted one was staying near Sarvati, at Jeta Grove in Anartha Pindika's park. Now on that occasion a great number of monks were walking about in the open air. Then Bahia of the bark garment went up to them and said this to those monks: Pray, sirs, where now is the exalted one dwelling, he who is arahant, a rightly awakened one? We are desirous of seeing that arahant who is a rightly awakened one. The exalted one Bahia has gone among the houses in quest of alms food. Thereupon Bahia of the bark garment turned about hastily, left Jeta Grove, and entered Sarvati, where he saw the exalted one going about Sarvati in quest of alms food. Comely he was, goodly to look upon, with senses calmed, tranquil of mind, in full attainment of composure by masterly control, like a tamed, alert, perfectly trained elephant. On seeing him, he went up to the exalted one, fell with his head at his feet, and said this to the exalted one: Sir, let the exalted one teach me Dhamma. Let the welfarer teach me Dhamma, such as may be to my profit and happiness for a long time. At these words the exalted one said this to Bahia of the bark garment: You come unseasonably, Bahia. We have entered in quest of alms food. Then a second time Bahia of the bark garment said this to the exalted one: This thing, sir, is hard to know, the danger to the span of life of the exalted one and of myself. Let the exalted one teach me Dhamma. Let the welfarer teach me Dhamma, such as may be to my profit and happiness for a long time. Then a second time the exalted one said, You come unseasonably, Bahia. We have entered in quest of alms food. Then yet a third time Bahia of the bark garment said to the exalted one, This thing, sir, is hard to know, the danger to the span of life of the exalted one and myself. Let the exalted one teach me Dhamma. Let the welfarer teach me Dhamma, such as may be to my profit and happiness for a long time. Then, Bahia, thus must you train yourself. In the seen, there will be just the seen. In the heard, just the heard. In the imagined, just the imagined. In the cognized, just the cognized. Thus will you have no thereby. That is how you must train yourself. Now, Bahia, when in the seen there will be to you just the seen, in the heard just the heard, in the imagined just the imagined, in the cognized just the cognized, then, Bahia, as you will have no thereby, you will have no therein. As you, Bahia, will have no therein, it follows that you will have no here, or beyond, or midway between. That is the end of ill. Thereupon, Bahia of the bark garment, thanks to this concise Dhamma teaching of the Exalted One, by not clinging, thenceforth released his mind from the cankers. So the Exalted One, after admonishing Bahia with this concise teaching, went away. Not long after the departure of the Exalted One, a young calf attacked Bahia of the bark garment and caused his death. And the Exalted One, after wandering about Sarvati in quest of alms food, returned from his alms quest and, after his meal, on leaving the town with a great number of monks, saw Bahia of the bark garment, who had made an end of life. On seeing him, he said to the monks, "Monks, take up the body of Bahia of the bark garment, bring a litter, carry it away, and burn it, and pile a cairn thereon." "Yes, sir," replied those monks to the Exalted One. And they took up the body, brought a litter, set it thereon, and burned it. And when they had piled a cairn, they came to the Exalted One, saluted him, and sat down at one side. Then, as they sat at one side, those monks said this to the Exalted One, "Sir, the body of Bahia of the bark garment is burned, and a cairn set up. Pray, what is his born? What is his future destiny?" A sage, monks, was Bahia of the bark garment. He went in accordance with Dhamma, and he vexed me not in the matter of Dhamma teaching. Bahia of the bark garment, monks, has won utter freedom. Thereupon the Exalted One, seeing the meaning of it, at that time gave utterance to this verse of uplift. "Where water, earth, fire, air, no footing find, there shine no stars, no sun is there displayed. There gleams no moon, no darkness there is seen." So when the sage, the Brahmana, by wisdom, of his own self hath pierced unto the truth, from form and no form, pleasure and pain, he's freed. This verse of uplift also was spoken by the Exalted One, so I have heard.